The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on The Kingery.
What do I do?
Just leave it. You're underwater. You got no choice.
What if there's a real person still in there?
I was ordered to let a soul model expire.
Why? How could you do that?
I will not say, but my marriage and my daughter and my life were on the line. I had to do it.
I can't believe this. You're not finishing your assignments. You're all over the place. And now this. I can't have someone like that on my staff. You're suspended.
What?
I want you out on the loading dock looking at the new arrivals. We're checking for new SOL models. Look for unattached people, people traveling alone. Take a digicam and just get some pictures.
No problem, boss.
Good girl.
Tommy, why are you hanging out with a kid?
You know, sometimes I really wonder about the opinion you have of me.
There are currently 22 SOL vacationers in this system.
How many are current?
There are currently 22 SOL vacationers in this system.
How many people are on soul vacations now?
There are currently 22 SOL vacationers in this system.
I'm getting nowhere.
Jawbone, you leave her alone.
You asked for it.
Jawbone, stop it!
That's enough from you.
Are you okay?
You're a dead man, Hook. I'm going to work for the boss. That's all there is to it.
So that's it, then.
Of course that's not it. This is just a stepping stone.
I think it's a one-way ticket to a prison planet, maybe. You're in the right mesh, Machine. Take a break. Get some perspective.
Just go away. Maybe he's right. I do need to get away. Far away.
Excuse me.
How may I be of service to you, young man?
Yes. I'm looking for, Father Shepherd? Pastor Shepherd?
Reverend Shepherd is not on church grounds at the moment. Perhaps I could help you.
Thanks. Thank you, but this is a personal matter.
Oh, of course. The Reverend should be here for evening services, if you'd care to wait.
Thanks, but I'm not sure. Maybe. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir.
Oh, Lord. What do I do now?
Good afternoon, Miss Regina. I'm afraid the Reverend's not here to see you right now.
Good. You don't expect him back before his speech, right?
Right, ma'am.
Thank you. I'll be quick.
You're ever so welcome, ma'am. If you'll excuse me.
Here.
Oh, hello. I was just...
Trying to get yourself caught? What are you thinking?
Obviously I wasn't.
If Arkell or any of his people see you...
Yes, I know. We've been over this. It's just... I'm not sure what to do. Shepherd is my only link so far. I don't know who else...
Of course he is. He's the one who lost the place to Tommy.
What? No, no. I mean...
What's with you?
I'm not... Hell, this isn't working anymore.
What? What isn't? What's with you these past few days? It's like you're...
I'm not.
You're not? You're not...
No. I'm not.
Okay. I'm confused.
Welcome to my world. I'm not this guy. I'm not Roberts.
You're not.
Nope. And before you ask, no, I don't remember what my real name is. I know it's not Roberts, though.
Okay. Why didn't you say anything to anyone?
To who? And what would I have said? Hello, this isn't my body. Could you tell me where mine went to? They'll lock me up and throw away the key.
Maybe. You Maybe not. Humor me. What's the last thing you remember?
Waking up in an alley.
Before that?
I can't tell. It's all a jumble. I get splashes of memory, an image here and there, beige walls, a medicine-y smell, I think, and a computer display, a hallway, then computers. Ugh! Why can't I remember?
I don't know, but I have some suspicions and an idea, I think. I don't know much about the physical operation, but it might be a clue.
Physical operation?
Walking in and asking may not give us anything. We may have to take a different route.
If you're thinking of where I'm thinking of, I already tried. After normal work hours. I couldn't get into their system.
Huh. Well, maybe maintenance will help. They're supposed to have universal access, right?
But aren't their internal systems protected by their own people?
Well, there's one way to find out. Come on, let's go find a wrench.
Okay. Regina?
Hmm?
Thanks. For everything.
But it wasn't.
What do you think you're doing?
I got words, boss.
You got nothing, Jawbone, if you don't turn around and walk back out.
This can't wait, boss.
You will apologize to Mr. Shepherd for interrupting, and you will go outside and wait.
But
now.
What the son of a bitch. Yes, boss. Sorry, Mr. Shepherd.
No harm done, son. Your man there, he never seems to be in good spirits. Is he a man of faith?
In himself, I'm sure. Probably not many others.
Just a second.
Maintenance, how can I help you?
Hi. We need access to some files.
Computer trouble?
Of a sort.
But it's not our computer.
Okay, then I'm not sure how I can help.
I'm Roberts, Metro Civil Crimes Unit. I need access to protected documents.
Don't you need a warrant or a writ or something like that?
This needs to happen on the QT. Stat.
I'll need to get my manager's permission.
Didn't you hear me? I said QT. Stat.
Yeah, Mr. Ass. I got ears, don't I? I've had about enough of people demanding things from me.
I'm sorry. My friend here has been a bit stressed lately.
Try shenanigans. I hear they're good for relieving stress. Proc's there. If you want something done secretly, ask him. He's not technically working here right now. Are we done?
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Damn it! How long am I gonna wait?
And that should be enough to cover your requirements for the next few months or so.
Ah. What if I need additions?
Like the last time?
It wasn't enough.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Then it must be true.
Or people trying to pull one over on me.
Not me.
No, of course not. A pleasure talking with you, Adam, as always.
Good day, Mr. Arkell. Mr. Jawbone.
Mr. Shepherd.
Inside. You get one. You hear me? Never interrupt me again.
I got it.
Now what crawled up your ass?
The wrench.
Which one?
The new one. That stumbling geek.
What now?
He attacked me.
What? Hooks attacked you.
Yeah.
Well, you must have deserved it.
I didn't deserve nothing, boss. He came out of the blue.
Of course he did.
You think I'm lying? You think I started it?
Oh, don't even try and pass as an innocent Darby.
Don't call me that.
I'll call you whatever the hell I like.
I should be coming here.
It's okay. Trust me. And don't pull the cop act here. Just follow my lead.
Orma, archaeology. Dear woman, my archaeology.
Proc?
Oh, well now. More than surprise. Oh, your friend can come to as long as I can come first.
Proc, we're not here for enterprise or whatever. We have a maintenance report.
Work! Pain of my existence. Oh, you're looking familiar. I've looked you before, haven't I?
Of course, Proc. It's your old friend, Regina.
No, not you. You.
Me?
You.
Okay.
Better dressed, though. You look nice. Than I remember.
Proc, if we could sober you up for a moment. We have a job we'd
Edit.
Like.
No way. No.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I ever laid eyes on this place. I'm sorry I ever went to work for the boss. I'm sorry I ever got a job here. I moved my family here. I'm sorry I ever brought my daughter here. I'm sorry I wasn't good enough for her.
You'll be extra sorry if you don't reduce some decibels, my dearest one.
My angel! My trumpet!
My fist in your face if you don't quiet down, Red Rocket. Oh, and strike two.
Dear.
Maybe Hooks will be the one to hit the ball out of the park.
What?
Not what. Who? Come on, he may still be at the restaurant.
You know all the right words.
And several martial arts styles to back up those words.
Really? Have you decided to witness the Kama Sutra?
What?
Finally?
No. Martial arts, you lame brain. Martial arts. At least have the decency to get the alcohol in your mouth and not on my floor.
You want what?
Him dead, boss. I want that wrench dealt with permanently.
For knocking you out.
No one catches me with my pants down and gets away with it.
I'm still not certain about that.
It happened just like that, boss. I didn't deserve what he did to me. I want retribution.
Getting in your face is not grounds for restitution.
Yeah, well, it should be.
But I think I'll do you one better.
What? You're going to off him yourself?
Nope. I'm going to talk to him.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Lucky for you, I do.
Boss!
Enough, Jawbone. Hitting someone's not a killing offense, no matter how much you may wish for it. I'm getting Hook's side, and then I, the boss, will decide what to do about it. Is that clear?
You should be parts in a dumpster, if you ask me.
Well, I didn't. And don't you even think about it. I've got enough problems with your recent activities as it is. Besides, the accused should have a chance to defend himself.
Maintenance.
That's the boss. Is Hooks there?
Sorry, boss. by the Garden Cafe. Should be back in a bit, though.
When he gets in, let him know I'd like a word.
Will do. Anything else?
That's all, Jawbone.
Boss!
Get out.
Can't believe some bitch is gonna get his weight. I should have offed that wrench when I had the chance.
One of these days, that boy's gonna do something to really piss me off. Jawbone, 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 come in!
Your boy's such a sparkling presence in your foyer, Tom-Tom.
Ah, pleasure to see you too, Maddie. And what have I supposedly done now?
Oh, not too much. Conspiracy, covering up the disappearance of one of Sector 88G's finest.
Oh, you're starting to sound like a broken record, doll.
And you're starting to sound like an attempted murderer.
Oh, come on. I didn't do anything to your missing cop.
So you say. But there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip.
Oh, Shakespeare now. You always were a bookworm.
Stuff it, Tommy. Don't try and pull this one over me. It ain't gonna work.
It is gonna work, Miss Bright and Cheerful, because I'm innocent.
Like hell. I know your type. You guys are all alike. His corpse is rotten at a dumpster, or a hidden compartment, or a locker somewhere. I never thought you would turn out to be one of them. This is low, Tommy. Even for you.
Well, you can go that route if you want, but I'm not gonna follow. I didn't hurt your boy, Maddie.
Ugh.
You know, I really enjoy these little, interludes of ours. Perfect midday breaks. It makes my paperwork seem not quite so tedious.
I'm happy for you.
You should smile more often, Maddie. Your whole face lights up. It's very attractive.
I'll smile more often. Once I've got you cuffed and behind bars.
Kinky. I think Debbie has one of those mock-ups downstairs if you want to...
In your dreams. In mine, it's maximum security for the rest of your life.
Have a nice day, Maddie.
Stop fucking calling me that!
She grew up too pretty.
Well? Did you find where she got to this time?
She's hiding.
Of course she's hiding, Brock.
I see you.
Not her, Red. Our daughter.
This one doesn't look anything like Tilly. What do you take me with?
Sometimes I wonder if a pipe to the head wouldn't help.
I do not smoke, my dear. You know that.
Where's Tithia, Brock?
I'm just her parent, not her keeper. Come here.
Should I kill him now or wait for him to sober up?
Little death comes away, my little death.
I give up. I'll do it myself.
Come on, you...
Isn't it done yet?
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I just got here.
The secondary freezer's not keeping things frozen. A pipe over the entrance is leaking some grayish liquid. It's keeping people from coming in. And the speaker system keeps playing air traffic control stuff instead of music.
I've got it.
It still looks stuck to me.
Hmm? No, I mean I heard you.
Well, that's no reason to get all huffy. You wrenches need to learn some manners.
I've had... just about enough with manners. Ow! You stupid piece of substandard stupid golly.
Huh?
Now what?
Do you have a few moments?
Of course. I've got nothing else on my plate right now. No malfunctioning refrigerators, no bad pipes, no messy wiring. I've got plenty of time on my hands right now.
Hooks, I'm really sorry. I wouldn't come to you if it wasn't important.
You and everyone else in the sector.
My friend here has a problem.
I'm sorry for you.
Hook!
I'm sorry. I've not had the best week, month, year.
decade.
Look, we've got a real problem. Can you help us or not?
What can I do for you?
We'd like access to restricted files on a computer system.
Well, at least it won't get wrenched by a nut.
What?
Never mind. Where's your computer?
No, that's the thing. It's not mine.
Hooks, we have reason to believe that my friend's been the victim of illegal body swapping.
What?
Regina, can we trust him not to...
Got to know Robert. He may be our only chance of figuring out what happened.
Robert? You're Robert? I mean, Robert's Robert?
This is his body, but not him on the inside.
You've met him?
Well, yeah, sort of. He was, well, in a female body from Seoul.
Do you know where the Seoul body is now?
Well, not really.
Was he in my body?
Not when I met him. He was in a body model called Rose,
okay,
and...
Okay, so you know what she looks like. You could find her again.
Well, I'm, not too sure about that.
Why not?
Hooks, this is very important. We need to find out what happened and where the SOL body is.
Well, I mean, look, we're very busy right now. Very busy. And I'm a man short, and the list of maintenance requests is only getting longer.
Please, Hooks. Please?
I need to think about it.
But every moment passed...
I said I'll need to think about it. Now leave me alone. Please?
All right, Hooks. But please don't think too long. Come on.
But he saw the soul body. He can identify...
Come on. Let's leave him be. Let the man do his work.
This job is definitely not worth $18.05 a year.
On the next, The Kingery.
Hey, Asa, can we talk?
What's on your mind?
Something happened, and I can't pretend it didn't.
You know, just today, Jawbone was telling me this wild story about how you, of all people, laid him out with a punch.
Well, boss, the fact is, I did.
Body Model Vivian, the newest addition to The Kingery SOL lineup.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's me. That's my body.
Someone took a shower here recently, after Robert's disappeared. Someone's been living here.
Next time on The Kingery, only at PendantAudio.com.
He's got me. He won. All it took was little packets of heaven, opened by cheap women from hell.
Oi, shut your pie hole. For the love of Jesus.
The Kingery, Episode 9, Out of Sorts. Featuring the voice talents of Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, Michael K. Moss as the Deacon, Jane Parrish as Regina, Michael McCaskill as Adam Shepherd, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, Chip Joel as Jawbone, Sue Jenkins as Julie, James Rossi as Proc, Lexi Rawl as Devi, Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray, Perry Whittle as Hooks, and MJ Cogburn as The Woman. Written by Seth Adam Schur. Story by Jeffrey Bridges, with Susan Bridges, McCalla Eaton, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Schur. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. Directed by James Tyler and Seth Adam Schur. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2007 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2007, Pendant Productions. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.